Welcome to the Her Vibe is Pretty podcast, where you'll be guided on how to step up into your evolved woman,
design your dream life, and start living it.
Let's get vibey. What's up, Pretty Vibe Tribe? Welcome back to another episode of the Her Vibe is Pretty podcast. Mary, start us out today by sharing with me and our listeners what you are feeling vibey about.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I'm extra vibey today, actually. A couple reasons. It's summer. The weather is warm. I have been really, really thriving with my intention of simplifying and being very mindful of what I give my focus to each day and really like limiting my to-do list. I feel like I've gotten rid of so much clutter and things that I was like thinking that I needed to do and not really needing to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel so much lighter. Like I, in general, just feel so much lighter, so much happier. I feel like I'm flowing through this month way better than I have previous months. And it's just been really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And with that, the second thing that I've been feeling really vibey about is, I don't know if I told you this already, but I signed up for one of your coach's programs. Yes. I'm so excited.
The invisible offer.
The invisible offer. I signed up for it. Oh, yeah. And like I said, I've been really intentional. Like, what do I want to give my attention to? What do I want to give my focus to and my time to? Because right now my time is so precious. Like, I want to spend as much time with Ava and being with her, being present with her. So I'm very particular. Like, what am I going to spend my energy on? And I'm very excited to do something that's going to help like nourish my soul and help me like see the world through a new perspective. So I'm really excited. Yeah, it was the invisible offer. It starts like, we're at the end of June. So it kind of like starts the end of this month.
It
starts tonight. Yeah, when we're recording this. So I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. So yeah, that's what I'm feeling vibey about. I'm feeling really good. Like, and it's so funny because I had like, honestly had a really shitty day yesterday, like crappy day, was literally like crying in the morning because I was so freaking frustrated. And I don't want to go into details of like why. It was just a shitty day for a number of reasons, but I will say, like, this is why we do this work. Mm-hmm. This is why we continue to show up to these practices and we are mindful and we like choose to be on this journey, because I've been feeling so much better, so much more aligned in the sense of releasing so many unnecessary things that I was able to approach a shitty day with more ease and with more flow. And it doesn't mean like, and that's why I'm sharing this with you guys, is like, it doesn't mean you never have bad days and you are always happy. But when those challenges come up, when those problems come up, you now have these tools to flow through that shit with more grace and more ease. Mm-hmm. So just feeling grateful for that. Like, who would ever think I'd get to the point where I'm like, I'm grateful for a shitty day, but I kind of am. Like, it just shows me how far I've come.
Yeah.
And I know it's like, still, there's still a ways to go. And that's beautiful. I'm excited for that because it's just been a really cool experience. So,
yeah. So Melanie calls,
what are you feeling?
Staying in the heat, like what you're talking about. It's like, this is why we stay in the heat. This is why I'm always so devoted to being held in some kind of a container. So right now, obviously, I'm in a year-long container with my coach, Melanie, but I'm constantly being held in a space like that because it helps me stay in the heat. It helps me hold myself accountable to embodying the work. Because with how much our minds realize that this work works and really enhances our life, it's so easy to not embody it and just be like, oh, well, right. I know all about the trigger framework, but I'm not doing it. Like, I'm throwing it to the back seat and I'm just going to let my old ways come back out. So I think that's really awesome that you're choosing to stay in the heat. And also something that I noticed that you just said was that yesterday morning, because I know a little bit about your bad day and then about how you're feeling a lot better today. And you moved through all of it so quickly. And what I noticed is that you told us that yesterday morning you were frustrated and you cried. Like, you felt through it. You didn't suppress it. You didn't try to just like stuff it all down or ignore it or numb it out. Or you didn't try to like joke yourself yesterday and be like, oh, it's fine, I'm good, like, it's all going to be okay. Like, you truly felt through the feels, which allowed you to come back to your center, to come back to your power, to come back to your truth that it is all going to be okay. Like, you're going to be okay. It's all going to work out. And you feel better today because you allowed yourself to feel through that. So
I literally, girl, literally had your voice in my head that was like, feel your feels, Mary, feel them, let them out. I was like, I think I actually texted you. I was like, I need a breathwork session where I can just freaking scream. And I didn't have a chance to do that because I was with Ava and don't want to like traumatize her, but I did. I let myself cry because I was pissed. Like, I was so frustrated in the morning. And like, you're right. Old me used to very much be like, whatever, it's fine. No big deal. Like, and no, I felt like I was able to like come to the situation where I like could hold my ground in a positive and respectful way that wasn't going to burn bridges. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't let it get to that point of anger where I'm, you know, oh, you hurt me. Like, I'm going to hurt you back. And, you know, then cause like a problem in that relationship and in that situation, but instead was able to like communicate clearly and calmly. Yeah. Like, this is not okay. I'm not happy, but everything will be okay. But like, I'm pissed and I'm going to let myself feel this way for a little while. And I did. And yeah, feel so much better today.
I love it. So good.
Yeah. So thank you. Thanks for being the voice in my head, Sarah, who is like, welcome. Feel your feels. So happy. What are you feeling vibey about?
Your head saying that. Okay. My vibey today is, well, not just today, but this past week, is that Zach and I just decided, along with my one day sister-in-law, that we are doing a year of sobriety.
Yay.
So we don't talk too much about this. I feel like you guys might see glimpses and pieces. You do see glimpses and pieces of my life on social media. So you probably have realized that I'm not a big partier. I don't drink a lot anymore. I definitely used to in college and a little bit after college, but I've been at a point in my life ever since I've started to heal myself and work on my emotional intelligence that I don't drink a lot anymore, but I definitely would still drink here and there, weddings, celebrations and whatnot. And I don't think that there's anything bad about that. However, my partner, he drinks a little bit more than I do, which once again, nothing bad or wrong about that. But recently some things have transpired and me and him and our sister-in-law decided that we're going to do a year of sobriety, and it just feels really good. Like I said, I didn't party. I didn't
love that.
Not, like, I can't remember. I think the last time that I was actually like tipsy / drunk was when I was in Miami with some of my girlfriends for a 30th birthday. But like, even though I don't drink a lot, it still feels really good to just be like, I'm doing an entire year sober. And I know that this is going to bring, so you guys know that I'm always challenging myself. I'm always trying to shine lights on the places inside of me that I'm not really seeing or healing. So when we started talking about this year of sobriety, I started thinking about how when we're on vacation, family vacation, when I'm at weddings, when we are at these events that I would typically drink at, people are going to ask me, do you want to drink? Or why aren't you drinking? And I'm going to have to answer that. And I'm also going to have to, you know, order water or whatever when I go up to the bar. And there's going to be, I already can feel it. There's already going to be a lot that comes up, a lot of like thoughts of I'm not fitting in, or like, I'm not cool because everybody else is doing it and I'm not, you know, those very inner childish wounds. I know those are all going to come up in situations like that, and it's going to be uncomfortable, and I'm here for it. Cause you guys know that I'm here to invite in discomfort whenever I can, because I know that that's when we grow, is when we're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. It's fun. It's a fun little thing for all of us to do. And, I'll actually just introduce our topic because it goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about right now. So we were on a vacation this past weekend as of today, and we were coming home. So it was me, my partner, his brother, and sister-in-law. And we listened to a church sermon, and this church sermon was all about satisfaction and how a lot of humans, and they didn't say this specifically, but just knowing what I know, a lot of humans, until we start to connect to our souls, until we start to connect to the godly part of us, until we start to connect to the truth of who we are inside, we tend to rely on things outside of ourselves for satisfaction. Alcohol, people's opinions, validation, weed, cigarettes,
material things,
relationships, like
confidence.
We rely on things outside of us for satisfaction. But the problem is that the challenge is that anything that we attempt to rely on that's outside of us for satisfaction, the church sermon called it, they're dry wells. They're wells that dry up. So if you rely on something outside of yourself, so let's talk about, because the one that I feel is very, once again, journey of evolution and growth over a lifetime. And I'll share some examples from my life on how this still fits in. But the one that's very active that I feel like none of us really see as a dry well, because you guys can see how like alcohol, for example, might be a dry well. It's like, okay, feeling shitty and feeling stressed out. Like, let me turn to alcohol. I'll get this temporary satisfaction because I'll forget about what happened or I won't feel anything. It kind of numbs you out a little bit. And so it's like a temporary satisfaction, but it's a dry well in the sense that once you sober up, you're back to square one and you need to look outside of yourself for satisfaction. I think one that we tend not to see. So the church sermon, which I want to give credit to the church, it was Harvest Church out of Spring Lake, Michigan. So they were talking about, at the end of the sermon, they were talking about people pleasing and like how that's even a dry well, because you people please to get others' approval. And once again, it's a dry well, you're going to get that temporary satisfaction. So I think that's something we don't really think of as a dry well, but really
that's a good example.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind for me is, likes on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you always need more. Like, I remember that there was a day that if I would get 25 likes on a post, I was hype, but then I got it and I wanted more.
Yeah.
And it's like, it always like now, I mean, Sarah's heard me complain about like social media engagement stuff. So that's why that one comes to mind for me. But it's, again, it's this validation and this satisfaction outside of myself,
right,
that I need from other people to feel like, oh, my content's good, or I'm doing well, or people like me. And it's a dry well. Like, if I'm not getting like engagement from other people, satisfaction from someone else's approval, and getting more and more and more of it, then I start to feel bad about myself and feel bad about what I'm creating.
Yeah. And that's what makes this whole thing dangerous waters to swim in, because if we're seeking that satisfaction outside of ourselves and we don't get it, then we start to feel like crap about ourselves. We start to feel sensations of anxiety. We start to feel all these low vibing negative energies. And then we start to manifest from that point of attraction. So this whole sermon was about like, how can you uncover satisfaction inside of yourself without anything outside of you? How can you start to awaken to your dry wells? So if you're listening to this, I'm inviting you to ask yourself the question, what are my dry wells? Right now, where do I find satisfaction outside of me? What are my dry wells that I'm leaning on for that satisfaction? And after this conversation that Mary and I have today, it's my hope for you. It's our hope for you that you start to question that and ask yourself, how can I bring it back in? How can I create that satisfaction inside of myself without anything outside of me so that I can maintain that long-term sustainable satisfaction so that I can feel that deep bliss and joy? And then at that point, everything outside of you just becomes added value, because it's not a bad thing to want. Like, if you're somebody who likes to have a glass of wine, amazing. If you're somebody who, you know, loves to get a bunch of social media engagement, that's not a bad thing at all. If you like a good Netflix show, amazing, fine. And can that just be added value to your already satisfied being?
100%. And I feel like this is a theme that I've been hearing in podcasts and reading about literally. So I'm reading this book called Inner Engineering, A Yogi's Guide to Joy. And this, to me, I have not finished it yet, is like the secret. Like, this is the piece of attaining true joy in your everyday life, is when it's not what's going on in the world around you that makes you happy, that makes you joyful. Because as we all know, the world is chaos, can be chaos. You know, there's so many things that are outside of our control. Mm-hmm. But what do we have control over? Like what can we regularly and consistently impact? And that's what's going on within. So when you can find that place of satisfaction from within, regardless of what is going on outside of you, that's when you win. Like that's the good life. That's to me, like that's the goal, is to get to that place.
Right.
And I feel like this is one of those things that it takes consistent practice.
Totally.
But once you start to get the hang of it, and then it goes right back into what we talk about all the time. When you are in that beautiful place, like your external reality is a reflection of what's happening inside of you. Mm. So again, this is the key. Once you get to that beautiful, joyful, content, satisfied place on your own within yourself, you are going to continue to reflect that into the world around you. You will see your reality shift and change and transform.
Right.
So
I feel like one of the biggest ones for me was in college, I would rely on guys for the satisfaction. So it was like, if a guy who I was quote unquote talking to didn't Snapchat me back, I would be unsatisfied and I would feel really bad about myself. There would be enough wound would come up. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not cool enough. I'm not smart enough. But then he would snap me and I'd be like, okay, I'm good again. Like, yeah, I'm satisfied. Like I'm on top of the world. It was like me putting my power in somebody else's hands. And I did this with multiple guys throughout college. And when I started to get onto this personal development journey and realize that that's dangerous waters and that nobody determines my enoughness but me, and I instead started diving internally to validate myself, things started to shift. However, I was just talking to Mary about how, like, once again, journey of evolution and growth over a lifetime. As you start to move through this personal development journey, you're going to start accessing new levels and new levels and new levels. And things are going to be brought up in a different way. So even though I have so overcome seeking that satisfaction in guys, and I've really turned my enoughness as a woman, as a partner, as a lover inward, which, by the way, when I started to do that was when I manifested Zachary, which is my partner right now. We have an amazing relationship. So once I started to turn inward for that, that's when he came into my life. That's so not ironic. But now for me, it's like what I'm realizing is, and not all the time, because I've definitely worked on this since the start of my career as well, but there are still times where I realize that I'm relying on the validation from my clients in order to feel like I'm a good enough coach, like I'm a good enough mentor. And once again, that's dangerous waters to swim in, because the moment that one of my clients is going through the shit and I'm showing up the best I can through what I know to guide this client through what she is going through, and the thing she's going through is really big and really heavy, and it just takes time to navigate through, that's dangerous waters for me. Because if I'm relying on her validation for my satisfaction, it's going to leave me feeling like, oh, I'm not a good enough coach. I suck at this. My career is failing, which is absolutely not true. So once again, the validation is just such a dry well. So we have to learn how to bring it back in, like reel it in, come back into our bodies and discover how we can give ourselves that validation, that satisfaction, so that we can then show up from that place, because from there, we're going to show up so much more powerfully.
Absolutely. So that reminds me of the thing I'm currently going through, and I kind of touched on this a little bit, has been engagement on social media. Mm-hmm. And I have always prided myself and put my worth into how well things perform on Instagram, how many likes I get, how many comments I get. And, you know, since being pregnant and having Ava, I've taken a huge step back from how much I've been creating. And I made it a goal this month to get back into the groove of it. And I won't lie, like when I first started, I was getting really, really low for what I was used to getting prior. Mm-hmm. I was getting really low engagement on everything. And it was really easy for my mind to be like, no one cares about you anymore. No one wants to learn from you anymore. Your business is going to fail. Like, you're not good at what you're doing. Like, it's so easy to get caught up in that. Like, if you're not on TikTok, if you're not creating reels every day, like, no one wants to see it. Instagram is going to block you. The algorithm is everyone's enemy right now. And so I made it part of my commitment as well, is like, as I'm showing up, my goal is to not only show up and create more content again, which I love the process of that, but to also have fun and enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. And when I was able to, like, this is a practice, you guys. And again, it's been really cool to see this month in itself, where I would get really defeated and deflated feeling mm-hmm. when I would post something and it wouldn't do very well. But this month I've said, I'm just going to have fun with it. Like, what do I want to share? I'm not going to create what I think is going to go viral or what I think is going to get more likes. What would I teach someone in front of me that's like, I want to start doing yoga. What should I do? I'm going to make the videos for that person. And I've been having so much more fun with it. And I've been enjoying the process again. I've been feeling inspired again. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to kind of take that disconnect back of saying, like, I feel like what I'm trying to say is, like, I've gone back to my why. I've been able to connect back to my why, which was such a better reason for creating content mm-hmm. than for that satisfaction of getting lots of likes or lots of shares or lots of comments. Mm-hmm. And even though my engagement is still very low compared to what it used to be, it doesn't bother me, because I'm finding that joy and that happiness from inside, from reconnecting to my why yeah. of why I'm creating content on Instagram to begin with.
Yeah. And like, what's the point of even having a career like that if you're not enjoying it, right?
Exactly.
And I guarantee you're going to watch over the next couple of months, I guarantee you're going to start seeing a shift in your engagement again, because your main point of attraction now is shifting to a state of joy and happiness, and that's going to move through you. So just like for me, and I literally watched this happen. I've watched it happen in real time in the past. If I'm stuck in a place, and this is why emotional intelligence and like embodying this work is powerful, because it really can switch really quickly. So if I'm in a place of messaging a client and I'm feeling like, oh no, I'm not enough. I can't lead her through this. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, versus going in to the message from a place of, I got this. Whatever I give her right now is exactly what she needs. Whether I give her too much or not enough from her perspective is exactly what she needs. What I give her is going to guide her in the way that she needs to be guided, is going to open her eyes to things. And if I don't give her some pieces that I could have given her, that's also divine. She's going to feel that in me, and she's mm-hmm. going to see that as well. Right. So it's like, if I show up to her from a place of, I'm not enough, I can't lead her through this, she's going to feel like, my coach isn't enough, she's not helping me. But if right. I show up from a place of like, I am enough as I am, I'm doing the best I can for what we know, which we all are. Mm-hmm. I am a work in progress, just like everybody else is. I'm two steps ahead. I can guide her through this. I can lead her through this. Like, I am enough. Giving myself that validation, creating that satisfaction inside of my body first, she's going to feel that. And she's going to be like, wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear. I've watched it happen, like I said, in real time. Mm-hmm. So I think like the goal for all of us gets to be, or the question we get to start asking ourselves is, how can I validate myself? How can I start giving myself what I need to feel that satisfaction inside of my body? And once we start to do that, everything else will change in a way that right. we can do this. If you're somebody who's like, wow, yeah, I have a lot of dry wells that I'm leaning on for satisfaction, is next time you go to lean on that dry well, stop and dive inward and be like, what is here? So like, just for simple, to make this simple, let's go back to alcohol being a dry well. If you turn to alcohol and you're like noticing that you want to go pour yourself a glass of wine or grab a beer or whatever it is that you usually lean on, or you want to call a friend and go to happy hour, stop and ask yourself, what is here right now? Why am I leaning on this dry well for satisfaction? What is it that's making me feel unsatisfied right now? And instead of leaning on the thing outside of me, how can I instead dive inward to move through whatever is here on my own without something else? Mm-hmm. That's like 100% the way that I did it, or the way that I continue to do it.
So I'll share kind of, mine's pretty aligned with that. It's basically the same thing, but just a little bit different. Because this is something I'm like so working on right now in the moment with different things, social media being one of them, but being a mother, being a yoga teacher, being an entrepreneur, being a wife, like there have been certain things that I like feel like I'm missing out on things. I'm, you know, busy with the baby. And so, you know, sleep, that's been a big one. Like I've been feeling very frustrated with Ava. Like we'll go through these sleep regressions and there's like frustration. And then I lean on like, yeah, trying to avoid and numb and not deal with the situation head on. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I've been like a mental practice I've been asking myself is like, what am I focusing on in this moment? Am I focusing on the things that are lacking in this moment? Or am I focusing on the things that I have here and are good and abundant in this moment? Mm-hmm. And when I lean into that abundance and what I do have and what I'm grateful for, that becomes a lot easier to do, even if the situation sucks. Mm-hmm. And so I'll use Ava sleeping as an example, because that's raise your hand if you like waking up multiple times in the middle of the night to a screaming baby. Like, No one. It sucks. It's not good for anyone involved. And I get very, very frustrated. Like literally it's gotten me to like my breaking point a couple nights. So it's tough. It's hard. It's very, very frustrating. And I do. So I'm practicing like allowing myself feel that frustration in a safe place, mm-hmm. making sure everyone is safe, as well as shifting my attention to the fact that like, this is not a permanent thing. She's little and she's only going to be little for a period of time. In the moment, it can feel like forever. It can feel like, how the F am I going to get stuff done tomorrow when I'm up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m.? You know, I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow. I'm going to be so tired. No one likes to feel tired. Like I could focus on that. How she's not going down. She's not going down. She's so frustrated. Nothing I do is working. I could focus on that. Or I can focus on this being temporary. Mm-hmm. This being, she's only going to be little for a few years. You know, this is my job. This is something I get to do, is be her mom and be her comfort in these moments. Mm-hmm. And how can I enjoy this shitty moment a little bit more by appreciating that she's healthy? Yeah. She is okay. Everything is okay. She can't fall back asleep and mm-hmm. she needs some help and she needs guidance. And I get to be her guide. Like I get to bring her back to that peaceful, calm, restful state. Mm-hmm. That has made, it does not make it easy. It doesn't make it fun. You know, I want her to sleep, but I can flow through those shitty situations better because I'm focusing on the good, the abundance, mm-hmm. the shining light, if you will, in this moment, instead of leaning all into the shitty parts of it, because there are a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that. And then I've noticed myself doing it in other situations as well. So that's like in my life. And again, it's a practice, you guys, like it becomes easier the more you do it. Mm-hmm. But when you can shift that, like ask yourself in that moment, like, what am I choosing to focus on? And when you start to shift on the things that feel good, that feel make you feel satisfied, make you feel content.
Right.
You're going to feel that from within. You don't need anything outside of yourself.
Yeah. Well, just to like circle that back to like the main theme, it's like when you do that, when you think of it that way, and when she's crying in the middle of the night and you start to realize like, okay, this is temporary. I get to be her guide. I get to be her mom. Like what a gift that I got to create and birth a child. That's real time example of you creating that satisfaction in your body instead of relying on something outside of you, AKA Ava sleeping through the night for satisfaction, right? So it's like you relying on her sleep is relying on something outside of you, a dry well, to be satisfied, because it is a dry well, because it's not guaranteed that she's going to be sleeping through the night every single night. Mm-hmm. So that's like a perfect example of you taking that situation, creating the satisfaction inside of your body so that you're not relying on something outside of you. And then on the nights that she does sleep through the night, amazing. That's added value, but it doesn't change the fact that you are satisfied mm-hmm. throughout that whole process.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so good. Another thing I want to add to this whole thing is, and like, cause I know that it's not easy, especially if you're used to relying on dry wells and you've been doing it for a long time, is And this kind of goes back to like the external validation and the people pleasing, is we have to start creating evidence for yourself that you can do this. So I think a really big fear that comes up in people when it comes to like, let's talk about people pleasing for a second. When you people please, because you're relying on the validation or the praise or the love of others for that satisfaction, a big fear that comes up when you think of the fact that, oh, their validation, their love, their like of me is just a dry well. It's only a temporary satisfaction. A big fear that comes up when people start to think of not people pleasing anymore is, I'm going to lose love. I'm not going to be liked. People are going to be mad at me. People aren't going to like me. They're going to look down upon me. So I think creating evidence here is so, so big. Doing the thing and then realizing that you're okay. So what I mean by that is like, when I, let's just talk about the validation that I used to rely on from guys. When I finally stopped relying on that, or I would say it was like a very slow progression, but what it looked like is like creating these boundaries for myself to follow through with. So a past version of me would just let these guys back into my life over and over and over again, no matter how shitty they treated me in the past, because that was my dry well. That was my temporary satisfaction. And I was so afraid to set these boundaries and to be like, nope, no more, deleted off Snapchat, deleted your number, like you're out of my life. I was afraid to set that boundary because, oh my gosh, if I set that boundary, then what am I going to do to feel satisfied? Like, what am I going to do to feel that temporary high? Like, highlight the word temporary, because it was truly just temporary. Cause like I said, I was giving my power to them so they could make me, give me that temporary satisfaction. But the moment they didn't show up, text me that back, snap me back, it would go away. So I had to start to create these boundaries and eliminate these guys from my life in order to prove to myself that I would be okay. In order to prove to myself that I can indeed create satisfaction on my own. As far as people pleasing goes, I used to be so afraid of speaking my truth, of asking for what I desired, because I was afraid that people wouldn't like me. And people liking me was that dry well for me, was that temporary satisfaction. And it's been coming up in my life now more than ever, because I've been around a lot of people, but I had to like prove to myself that, oh, I can speak my truth and I can handle people being upset with that. I got this. And like that, once again, it's me creating satisfaction from the inside out. Because when I people please, do something I don't want to do, say something that I don't mean, in order to get that temporary satisfaction, I'm saying something or doing something for somebody else, not for me. It does give me temporary satisfaction because they like me and they're like, oh, thank you so much for doing this. But it's temporary because I didn't honor myself and what I actually desired. I end up not satisfied. I end up unhappy. So I had to prove to myself, and it's once again, a continuous journey. I'm always doing it and it is not comfortable, but you have to create that evidence that, okay, I am able to speak my truth. I'm able to ask for what I desire. I am able. And for me, this was definitely seen as like, I was taught that you have to be nice. You have to be a nice girl. You have to do what other people want you to do. Don't be rude. And so this was even more uncomfortable for my inner child, because like, sometimes when I speak my truth, for other people, it comes off as rude. And of course I do it from a loving heart center to the best of my ability. Yet still we're so conditioned to believe that we need to put other people first and do what other people want us to do, that it still can come off as kind of rude. I needed to prove to myself that I'm allowed to speak my truth. I'm allowed to ask for what I want and receive what I desire, even if it upsets somebody. And if it upsets them, they're going to get over it. They're not going to change their opinion of me because of it. And if they do, well, that's on them. And that's not a person that I want in my life.
That's the thought. I'm going to try to put this into words. Sometimes I feel like I try to explain these things and I just feel like I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like, does that even make sense? But what was coming to me when you were saying that comes back to like, you know, what you focus on, you create more of. It's kind of like that aspect of like, when you start feeling that satisfaction for yourself, you are then going to attract similar people, people mm-hmm. who are going to respect you for having those boundaries, for not needing to be a people pleaser. But if you don't, like if you keep putting on that mask and you keep doing that thing and keep, you know, having that behavior, you're yeah. going to continue to attract more people right. who are going to do those things to you. Mm-hmm. Is that making sense? Like, yeah, you know, when you do set that and like, oh my gosh, okay. Just like side note, I was telling Sarah before about a meeting that I have that I like don't really want to do, but I was just doing it anyways. I'm literally, you've inspired, I'm going to cancel it. Like, I know that it's not a good fit for me right now. I'm going to cancel it because it's not what I'm trying to do right now. Like it's not fitting into those goals. I'm not honoring that own boundary with myself and feeling that own satisfaction within myself. I'm people pleasing. I'm like, oh, you wanted this. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. And that's not good. And even if I like, what I'm realizing is like, if I let myself do it, I'm just reinforcing that behavior. I'm just going to attract more of it.
Totally. And that's no way to live life. Like if we live life, and let's just wrap this up with this. If we live life relying on these dry wells, our life is going to feel like a dry well. A well is like a big hole with water in it, right? Like you like yeah. the water up from the well.
Yes.
We used to have one. Like,
have you seen the movie, The Ring? Like the old scary movie? You've
I'm,
never seen the old movie, The Ring?
I'm not a scary movie person, no.
You guys. Okay, she crawls out of a well for anyone that doesn't know.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, people have to have seen this movie. Our listeners had to have seen the movie, The Ring. It was like the most scariest movie, like when I was in high school, which like high aging myself here, but it was like the most popular movie when I was in high school. And it was like, oh my God, did you see it? Like, did you watch the whole thing or did you cover your eyes? Because it was so terrifying and scary, but the girl in there crawls out of a well. So,
so we have,
you can also Google.
So if you think of wells, would you rather have your life be a dried up well with a bunch of cactuses growing in it? Or would you rather have a life that's just like a well that's, I'm just seeing like a well full of clear blue water, like overpouring, and there's flowers and there's grass because there's so much nourishment from the hydration. What would you rather have your life be a representation of, a dry well or an overflowing abundant well? It's going to be a dry well if we rely on things outside of us, people's opinions, people's thoughts, people's what people want of us, alcohol, drugs, food. If we rely on those things for satisfaction, we're going to live a life that represents a very dry, dried up, dull well. But if we start to turn inward and ask ourselves the question, how can I create that satisfaction in my body on my own? We're going to end up with this very abundant, beautiful, nourished well of a life.
Yeah. This is the secret, you guys. Like, this is a major key to living a very fulfilling, joyful, happy, satisfied life.
Yeah.
It'll make the biggest difference. And you will literally, when you start doing this work, when you start bringing that awareness to these situations, that's when you're really going to start to see some profound changes and shifts in your life. Like, I feel like I've already experienced some of them literally in the last like month. Mm-hmm. So it works.
Another thing, like, let's just leave them with one more piece on this, because I think this was a really big piece for me and you. And you actually mentioned this before we chatted about this, or before we started this podcast. Another way to do this is to just start giving yourself little pieces of validation. So like for me, I definitely struggled with the social media thing for a little bit too, when I first started my business. And how I started to shift that validation inward for social media, for example, is I'd create a post, and before and after I posted it, I would ask myself, what do I love about this post? Why do I think this post is great? Well, I think this post is great because I'm just thinking of the last reel that I posted, well, the one I posted yesterday, which was a tip on anxiety. So I would ask myself, like, what do I think is amazing? And I just did this yesterday morning. I thought to myself, okay, maybe this will go viral. Maybe it won't. But even if it doesn't, what do I love about this reel? What is powerful about this reel to me? And it was the fact that this hack literally changed my life. And I still use it to this day. I actually used this hack yesterday when I was experiencing sensations of anxiety. So and I think you use the example with like work and doing a project. Like,
yeah,
what do you love about your project? And I do this with clients all the time. Like, what do you think you're good at? What are your assets in the workplace? Like, what? Just ask. Yeah. What do I love about me?
and be your own biggest cheerleader. Like when you start to say like, I love this, like I did a damn good job on this, own that, feel that, embrace that. No one needs to tell you that you did a good job because you already know that you did an incredible freaking job on it. Exactly. I actually have, and this is how I like know it's working. I have the exact same thing. I posted a reel that was a little bit different than my normal content that I create. Mm-hmm. And I felt so good sharing it. I felt so freaking good sharing it. And guess what? It got the lowest engagement I have gotten, mm-hmm. but I don't care. Because I genuinely felt so good creating it and I felt so good sharing it. And I knew anyone who came across it and listened to it, that it had a positive impact. Like I knew that. I knew that I was putting good out into the world.
Yeah. And this example, you can, of course, we're talking about social media and business, but you can actually apply this anywhere. So something that it's the Manifestation Babe and Brennan, her husband, that say it. It's not about the quantity of likes. It's about the quality of the people who are liking. So you get 20 likes from these people who vibe with your message and are like, oh my God, I love this woman. I love what she's saying. Absolutely. How can I work with her? Versus 1,000 likes from people who are just scrolling and liking shit. Like, what would you rather? So it's like when you feel so good about your work, like you're going to start to attract quality people, quality clients, quality followers versus people who are just scrolling and liking and don't give a shit about what you have to say.
100%.
So yeah, but once you apply that to every area of your life,
mm-hmm. be your own cheerleader, see the good in all the situations, figure out what those dry wells are and start to ask yourself, how can I feel more happy and satisfied in this situation and give that to yourself?
I love it.
What a gift. This was good. I feel like I'm going to have to listen to this episode many times because these are such good reminders. And like I said, like all these things I've been reading and listening and consuming, I feel like all of it is coming back to this exact lesson. Like this is the freaking key.
I love it.
All right, you guys.
Thanks for listening. Let us know on our personal Instagram pages if you vibed with this episode. And we will see you all back here in 2 weeks on the Her Vibe is Pretty podcast. We love you guys.
We love you. Bye.